Welcome to the podcast, everybody. My name is Josh Davis. I'm your host on the Hemp.com podcast. Normally, I interview people that are in the hemp industry. They either work with hemp or if they own a company. But today, I felt like I wanted to do something different. Recently, President Obama gave his State of the Union address. And that evening, I received an email from him, as did millions of Americans. In his email, he went over a couple things that he went over in his State of the Union address. And there were a few things that stuck out at me. And so today, I want to read to you an email or a letter that I wrote back to the president. And I'm hoping to send it out to all of you, so all of you can send it to other friends, and we can continue to get this out there, because it needs to be it needs to get out there. So here's my email to the President of the United States. Dear President Obama, last evening I received an email from you after your State of the Union address, as did millions of Americans. Reading this, I was struck by five of your statements which I believe bear repeating. You said, quote, "It is a future that is ours to decide, ours to define, and ours to win. We see an economy growing again. Overcoming the challenges we face today requires a new vision for tomorrow. Moving forward, America's economic growth at home is inextricably connected to our competitiveness in the global community. The more products American companies can export, the more jobs we can create at home. And finally, the vision for the future starts with innovation, tapping into the creativity and the imagination of our people to create the jobs and industries of the future." The last two statements especially resonated with me, where you mentioned the importance of creating innovative new products and utilizing our citizens to create jobs and industries of the future. Mr. President, if we want to stay competitive, to offer something to the world and to provide a better life for the men, women, and children of our nation, it is imperative that the federal government remove existing barriers and allow U.S. farmers to once again grow industrial hemp. More hemp is imported to the United States than any other country in the world, yet the United States federal government continues to prohibit its cultivation, even though 20 states have introduced legislation that would allow farmers to grow industrial hemp. There are over 30 countries, including Canada, Great Britain, Spain, France, Germany, Romania, and China, which is the world's leading producer of hemp, that currently grow or have moved towards growing hemp as an agricultural and industrial crop. How are we supposed to compete with other countries if we cannot even grow the same commodities as they do? How do we step into the future with you when we are shackled with laws that prohibit new industries to grow? In 2009, we imported roughly $340 million worth of hemp products into the United States. That is $340 million that could have gone back into our economy, back into the pockets of the very people that you are asking to help you build our nation. $340 million in terms of the economy is not that much. However, the potential for growth is staggering. I recently did an interview with Nathan Armstrong, president of Motive Industries Incorporated. He said, "Out of the total biomass on Earth that is available, only 3.5% is actually used. And from that 3.5%, 70% is gone to make food, and 2.5% is used to make plastics and chemicals." Now here is where it gets interesting. In terms of wealth, about $400 billion is generated out of the food side, and about $400 billion is generated out of the plastics and chemical side. So the potential for biomaterials in the marketplace is absolutely enormous. The modern hemp industry is extremely new. It's only been with us for the past 10 to 15 years that most countries have allowed their farmers to grow this plant. Innovation has been slow. Research has been slow. That is, up until now. Hemp is growing in the minds of researchers, scientists, and business the world over. It is and will continue to be an ever-growing and important part of the world economy, and I promise that you will hear more and more that countries are turning to hemp to help them with environmental and technological needs. Biofuel, paper, injection-molded plastics, food, construction materials, skincare products, biocomposites, textiles, all can be made utilizing the hemp plant. So why is it illegal to grow hemp? Because it is considered marijuana by the DEA. So first let me address this issue. Hemp is not marijuana. It is in the same family, but it is not marijuana. The THC content, which is the active drug in marijuana, of hemp is less than 3%, while marijuana plants typically have 15 to 30% THC. The content in hemp makes it useless as a drug. Marijuana growers will not hide their pot plants in hemp fields, as the DEA and law enforcement officials will have you believe. The hemp will pollinate the marijuana and lower the THC content, rendering it useless as a drug. The federal government must understand and concur that hemp is not a drug and cannot be used as a drug. We do not need to live blindly behind ignorance any longer. Now, here are just a few facts about hemp and its place in our economy. Hemp is a sustainable resource. It requires no pesticides or herbicides that lead to poisoning of our waters and soil. It is not a genetically modified food. It feeds nutrients back to the earth so farmers can grow other crops on their land and reap higher yields. The seeds of the industrial hemp plant contain all the essential amino acids and essential fatty acids, as well as a highly digestible protein that the body needs to maintain a healthy lifestyle. The oil from the hemp seeds can be converted into biofuel that can be used to power engines. 1 acre of hemp is equal to 3 acres of cotton, and is 4 times more water absorbent and has 3 times the tensile strength of cotton. Because of its high cellulose content, hemp can be made into injection molded plastics as well as other materials similar to fiberglass. The fiber material is one of the strongest naturally occurring materials known to man. It is currently being used in the automobile industry to create bodies for cars and car paneling. BMW and Mercedes are using hemp plastics in their high-end vehicles. A concrete made from a mixture of hemp and lime has been used recently to build the first hemp house in Asheville, North Carolina. The hempcrete has amazing thermal and insulatory properties, and the homeowner, the former mayor of Asheville, has spent less than $100 a month on energy bills over the 2010 summer for a 3,400-square-foot house. In terms of making paper, 1 acre of hemp is equal to 4 acres of trees. The inside of the hemp plant, or the herd, can be used as a highly absorbent animal bedding for horses, poultry, and livestock. It can decompose twice as fast as current products when thrown away. Literally thousands of products can be made utilizing the hemp plant. And yet, it is illegal for U.S. farmers to grow this plant. Mr. President, it makes no sense. In fact, it is economically and environmentally illogical that hemp is currently illegal to be grown in the United States. You are a smart man, and I believe a rational one as well, and we are a resourceful nation that has made amazing progress over the last decades. But we have also made some mistakes. We have allowed hemp to get lumped in with marijuana. We have allowed our government to lie to its citizens about the hazards of hemp. In 2001, the DEA tried to make food containing hemp seed illegal. Thankfully, they failed. As a result of this manipulation, U.S. citizens have collectively forgot how important hemp has been in the growth of America. During World War II, the federal government was so in need of hemp for the war effort that they created a film called Hemp for Victory and distributed it to farmers across the country. After we won the war, hemp was made illegal again, and the ignorance about its myriad of uses spread throughout the country. We are a different nation than we were back then. We live in a different time. We are faced with different enemies now, and one of those enemies is ignorance. The people of the United States will continue to suffer economically if this campaign of ignorance perpetrated by government organizations like the DEA, law enforcement, and politicians that have a vested interest in certain mainstream industry continues. The United States will fall behind as other countries continue to make strides in hemp technology. We will continue to import our hemp instead of growing, processing, and creating new products within our borders to be exported. We will give other countries more of our hard-earned money. And frankly, we will lose any chance to be an industry leader in this new field. In the words of Henry Ford, "Why use up the forests, which were centuries in the making, and the mines, which required ages to lay down, if we can get the equivalent of forest and mineral products and the annual growth of hemp fields? Why indeed?" President Obama, I ask you to support and actively campaign for our country's farmers to have the right to once again grow industrial hemp on our fertile soil. I will leave you with two quotes. The first is from the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, who said, "Hemp is of first necessity to the wealth and protection of the country." Those words still ring true today. The second quote is from our 44th president. "It is a future that is ours to decide, ours to define, and ours to win. This vision for the future starts with innovation, tapping into the creativity and imagination of our people to create the jobs and industries of the future." Mr. President, those are your words, and I believe in them. Our only hope as a nation is if you believe in them too. Sincerely and with respect, Josh Davis, U.S. citizen and senior editor at hemp.com. And so there you go. That is my response to President Obama's speech. Now, I know it's not the answer to everything. Hemp will not save our planet. It's not going to save all of our problems, but it's going to help. It's going to help, and it's going to revitalize our economy. Now, here's the call to action. Here's what I'd like you to do. I would like you, first, if you want to learn more about hemp, go to hemp.com. You can go to our hemp university there, and you can learn anything you'd like to know about any aspect of it. Food, plastics, building materials, whatever. We got all the information there. I would like you to send this to 10 people. Ask them to listen to it. Hopefully they'll get something out of it, and they'll send it to 10 other people. And if you want to take action, go to votehemp.com. Votehemp.com is sponsored by the Hemp Industries Association. It's a great organization, and they've really paved the way for a lot of hemp activism in the United States. They're the backbone to getting the farmers the ability to grow hemp. And if they are the backbone, then we are the blood that pumps through this nation's heart and veins. We have to act on this. So go to votehemp.com. On that front website, you can click on the right-hand side, and it'll take you to a place where you can write President Obama a letter. You can write to your congressman. You can write to your senators. It's very easy. The letter's already written. All you have to do is click a button. So I ask you, if you're listening to this, take action, please. This has been Josh Davis for Hemp.com. I'm going to leave you with a little Julian Villard. Julian Villard, he's a good musician. Why not? Good song. Hemp. Think hemp, guys. It's about time. It's not what you think it is. Get educated. Get enlightened. Think hemp. Why don't you hand it over? Take a load off your shoulder.